She didn't plan to spill it immediately, but maybe it's just as well. She's staring at Gary for his reaction, but he's simply looking back at her. God, she wishes she smoked or drank or something. The tension is so bad that it feels as though it were at least 130 degrees inside the car. Sally is surprised she doesn't just burst into flame. Well, she says finally, we were lying to you. That ring in my kitchen belonged to James Hawkins.
I know.
Gary sounds even more worried now than before. She's the one, and he knows it. Under certain circumstances, he might be willing to give up everything for Sally Owens. He might be willing to leap headlong into this ravine he feels coming up, without considering how fast he'd be falling, or how brutal the moment of impact might be. Gary combs his wet hair back with his fingers, and for a minute, the whole car smells like rain.
Have you had dinner?
He lifts the bucket of chicken. He's also got onion rings and fries. I couldn't eat, Sally tells him. Gary opens the door and sets the bucket outside in the rain. He has definitely lost his appetite for chicken.
I might pass out, Sally warns him. I feel like I'm going to have a stroke.
Is that because you understand I have to ask if you or your sister know where Hawkins is?
That's not the reason. Sally is hot right down to her fingertips. She takes her hands off the steering wheel so steam doesn't rise from beneath her cuticles and places both hands in her lap.
I'll tell you where he is.
Gary Hallett is looking at her as if the hideaway motel and all the rest of the turnpike didn't even exist.
Dead, Sally says.
Gary thinks this over while the rain taps against the roof of the car. They can't see out the windshield, and the windows are fogged up.
It was an accident, Sally says now. Not that he didn't deserve it. Not that he wasn't the biggest pig alive.
He went to my high school.
Gary speaks slowly, with an ache in his voice.
He was always bad news.
People say that he shot 12 ponies at a ranch that refused to hire him for a summer job. Shot them in the head,
one by one.
There you go, Sally says. There you have it.
You want me to forget about him? Is that what you're asking me to do?
He won't hurt anyone anymore, Sally says. That's the important thing.